The word today is defeated. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. The Bible teaches us that Jesus showed His divine power by rising from the dead. That's important because Jesus calls us to put our hope and trust in Him as our Savior. He has overcome the power of death and wishes to give us the gift of eternal life, joining Him in victory over death. Death, the last enemy, has been vanquished by Christ. Here with more on this is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Defeated.
Today we're going to talk about the fact that Jesus Christ has been raised from the dead, and as such, He has defeated death. He has broken the power of death over humans, and He offers to all those who believe in Him the resurrection power of eternal life. We're going to read today from Acts chapter 2, in the middle of a message, a sermon, as it were, that Peter the apostle was preaching, and he said this, "Men of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know. This man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him." That's an amazing thought, that Peter said it's impossible for death to keep its hold on him. Kind of reminds you of when you were young and you were a child and you were playing games with your parents, maybe a little fake fun wrestling, and your parent allowed you to grab hold and to hold them down for a bit. But then in fun, they would break free from your grasp and you were powerless to hold them anymore because they had the superior force. In the same way, Jesus demonstrates his supremacy, his superiority over Satan, sin, and death by rising from the dead. The supremacy of Jesus and the importance of Jesus, not just that he is supreme in himself, that being that he is the Son of God, a divine person. Not only is that important for us as Christians to understand, but we need to put Jesus as supreme in our lives. Jesus must be superior to any other philosophy or belief. Jesus must be superior to ourselves. And that means that we have to put down our sinful flesh, which wants to make ourselves most important. Christ must be superior even over death. And in the New Testament, we are taught that is precisely the case, that Jesus has defeated death. Death is called the last enemy to be defeated. And Jesus demonstrates his supremacy, his superiority over death by rising from the dead. I preached a sermon series once called Spiritual Impossibilities. Sounds like a contradiction, doesn't it, when you think about spiritual impossibilities? Usually people are always talking about anything is possible with the Lord God. But there are several instances in the Bible where it discusses that there are certain spiritual things that are not possible. For instance, in the book of Hebrews, there is a discussion that it is impossible to please God without faith. You don't even begin to get into God's good graces if you reject Him. If you don't believe on the person of Jesus Christ, there is no way to win forgiveness or to receive the mercy of God. you're a non-starter, as they say. It begins with a belief in the Lord God as the creator of the universe and as the giver of Jesus Christ, his Son, and that allows you to begin to please God. But without faith in God, you'll never please him. That would be a spiritual impossibility. Another spiritual impossibility was for death to keep its hold on Jesus. And I'm going to explain why that is. The difference, the profound difference between Jesus and us is that we are tainted with sin. We are imperfect creatures, and death operates on that sin. It is the outcome of that sin. Oftentimes, Christians portray sin to be like a disease that takes advantage of the immune system, let's say, or the skeletal system, or perhaps a disease that takes advantage of our mind, and our minds begin to falter. Death operates on imperfection. If there is a weakness to exploit, death is going to find it, and it will work its effect in us. Jesus is quite opposite. Jesus has no imperfection, and this is the thing you need to understand. He had to be the Son of God so that he would be sinless. Then you ask the question, well, then why did Jesus die? The reason why Jesus died was to bear our sins on the cross. Beginning at his baptism, Jesus underwent the baptism of John the Baptist in the desert. But John the Baptist was baptizing people for repentance, acknowledging their sins, preparing for the coming of the Messiah. Jesus did not undergo that baptism because he was a sinner. He did it to fulfill all righteousness. This was the first public act of Jesus identifying with sinners. It was the beginning of his public ministry. And he, at that point, started to actively pursue the role of his calling as Messiah. And so Jesus, over the course of his years, now identifies with sinners, becomes the Lamb of God who would end up being killed, sacrificed for our sins. But this entailed no personal sin on his part. He was holy and righteous. You might remember what was said to Mary, the mother of Jesus, by the angel. When it was announced that she was bearing the Christ child, she was told, "So the Holy One that is born to you will be called the Son of God." And his name was Jesus. That was the name to be given to him because he would save the people from their sins. The name Jesus means God saves. So these are just a few indicators of Jesus' perfection. And so when he takes the sins of the world upon himself, death obviously thinks it has another victim, and through the actions of these wicked, sinful men, as Peter said in Acts chapter 2, they put him to death. But this was voluntary on Jesus' part. This was part of God the Father's plan. This was not some accident. The humans didn't wreck the story of the ministry of Jesus. He didn't get surprised by this. This was all orchestrated by God the Father because this was the means by which death itself would be defeated. Jesus would rise from the dead through the power of the Holy Spirit. God the Father would raise him from the dead, and Christ would demonstrate his supremacy, his superiority over death. Remember what we said about the young child who was wrestling with the adult, and that at any moment the adult could break the bonds of the child because the child just simply does not have the power, doesn't have the capacity to keep its hold on the superior person. Christ no longer had sin. Once he had paid for our sin on the cross, once he had given his life to be our Redeemer, then death had nothing else to act on him. Once Jesus had taken our sins to that cross, and once Christ had paid for them with his death, no longer did sin have any means to find fault in Christ. Inherently, Jesus is sinless. So that's why he rose from the dead, because death had nothing else to operate. We all have these imperfections, and death exploits them and leads to death. Christ was raised from the dead because it was impossible for death to act on him anymore, because he no longer was bearing our sins. I hope you understand and appreciate what this is talking about. What it's telling you is that you have an agent from God. You have a person from God who is willing and able to help you as a sinner. As a person who is going to face death, you need to receive Jesus Christ. He's the only one appointed under heaven to do this. He's the only one with the capacity to do this. This is why it's important that you put your faith and hope and trust in him. It's also critical that you tell your friends and neighbors about this so that they understand who Jesus is, so that they go to him and in faith, trusting in him, receive the blessing of forgiveness, and so that eventually, after death, you can be raised again to life everlasting. Jesus is called the first fruits of many who will be raised from the dead. He is the first of many brothers, the New Testament says. And so Jesus wants you to participate in that victory over death. Death has been defeated. You no longer have to live in terror and fear of it. You have Jesus Christ, who bore your sins, who promises you eternal life beyond the grave. This is one of the most comforting things that a person can hear. And I hope you really appreciate the fact that Christ in his perfection was not able to be bound by death. Because of that, you too can have the hope through faith in him in life everlasting with God. I hope that you cling to that and love your Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.